Lift Him Up, May 26. Results of Obedience to Physical Laws. These are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command thee all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. In this scripture, we are taught that obedience to God's requirements brings the obedient under the laws that control the physical being. Those who would preserve themselves in health must bring into subjection all appetites and passions. They must not indulge lustful passion and intemperate appetite, for they are to remain under control to God, and their physical, mental, and moral powers are to be so wisely employed that the bodily mechanism will remain in good working order. Health, life, and happiness are the result of obedience to physical laws governing our bodies. If our will and way are in accordance with God's will and way, if we do the pleasure of our Creator, He will keep the human organism in good condition and restore the moral, mental, and physical powers in order that He may work through us to His glory. Constantly, His restoring power is manifested in our bodies. If we cooperate with Him in this work, health and happiness, peace and usefulness are the sure results. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that He might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as He hath commanded us. The fear here spoken of it, not a servile fear, but a godly fear. God gave these laws to Israel to preserve them in a happy, healthful state. If there had existed no Satan to tempt them, these special instructions would not have been needed. But unless the people had something to guide them, they would surely be led astray by the specious devisings of the enemy of all righteousness. Their only safety was to be found in hearkening with all diligence to the word of the Lord. Parents who desire to train their children aright should heed the instruction given in these scriptures and allow their little ones to do nothing in disregard of God's commandments so plainly given. Let fathers and mothers faithfully teach their children these precepts and impress upon their tender minds that fact that in obedience there is life, health, happiness. The great object we should always keep in view when obtaining a knowledge of God's laws, is that we are to become acquainted with His will in order that we may obey Him.